This goes to Dr. Sean, S-H-U, or S-H-A-U-N, Moon, M like Mary, O-O-N. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Elaine Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth 9/20/1949. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Thomas, who was sent for evaluation of hyponatremia on October 31st of 2023. Since that time, she's been referred down to Ann Arbor, and she has seen neurology by virtual meeting and is going to be seeing the neurologist in May for face-to-face visit and further evaluation. She had an MRI of the brain that showed a very small pituitary adenoma. She's going to be referred to endocrinology also for further evaluation. They reportedly checked prolactin levels and found that they were normal. So she's not requiring any bromocriptine treatment at this time, and she does not require surgery because the tumor is very small. She still continues to have bilateral leg weakness since all of this happened before the consultation. And she's been doing very well with her fluid restriction. She follows that faithfully. But she feels tired. She tries to get adequate exercise. However, if she does too much in one day, she feels extremely fatigued and weak the next day. She was trying to get a referral to Cleveland Clinic, but she's been on the wait list now since at least 6 months and has not heard anything from Cleveland Clinic. Hopefully, she will just continue to get more answers from Ann Arbor. She currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have problems with chronic brain fog, recurrent, and fatigue. She's somewhat symptomatic with dizziness at times, but that can be even while she's sitting. And she does have mild known orthostatic hypotension. She has been using support hose every day, and the neurologist agreed that that was very important to continue doing that. And no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She denies any right flank pain currently, which she had previous before the consultation, and no history of kidney stones and no pain that mimics kidney stones. Medication list is reviewed. She uses Zyrtec 10 milligram at bedtime, and Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Flonase nasal spray as needed, glucosamine with chondroitin, calcium, melatonin is 5 milligram at bedtime. And occasionally she uses Voltaren gel, but that's rarely used, and she uses a multivitamin. Physical exam, weight 160 pounds, that's about a 6-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse 81 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130/80. Her neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no flank tenderness, no edema, no rashes, no lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 19th, 2024. Urine osmolality is normal, 415, random urine sodium, 75. Albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.8, creatinine is normal at 0.72, sodium is normal, 137, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus is 3.8, TSH was suppressed, it looks like it was 0.085, that should be rechecked since that is abnormal at this time. When that was checked in November of 2023, it was normal at 2.06, and that was with the sodium of 133. We have a serum electrode, protein electrophoresis, that was normal. Total random protein is also normal for urine. Magnesium 2.0, and that was 11:13 of 23. But she does need the, she will need her TSH rechecked. Probably pre-T4 also would be helpful. Although now she has normal sodium again. She has a hemoglobin of 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hyponatremia, currently normal sodium level, most likely secondary to SIADH. Now she's got a suppressed TSH, possibly that's an intermittent problem, possibly related to the pituitary adenoma. And also symptomatic orthostatic hypotension. We agree with the endocrinology referral, especially with the suppressed TSH. She'll probably need further testing for pituitary function through endocrinology and ongoing neurology consultation and assessment. And we would like labs at least every 6 to 12 months for our purposes for the hyponatremia. And we've asked to have a follow-up visit with her in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.